I want to start with kind of a specific question. Just on being back last week, it's kind of been an uneven season for you, in, out. What's it been like?
It's been really frustrating, if I'm honest. You know, as a player, you want to play. You want to be out there on the field, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game. And, you know, I think over the course of my career, I've been relatively healthy. I've been blessed in that regard, but, you know, this year, it just hasn't been in the cards. But, you know, I'm thankful to Coach Belichick for giving me the opportunity to kind of get through this season and give me a chance to get back out there and play. And certainly was really grateful to be out there on Monday with my teammates.
I don't want to rank the seasons in terms, but this one here has been particularly challenging because not just you, but so many people have been hurt. Like the resilience you've seen from this group?
It was showing a lot of toughness, I think, mentally and physically. I think, obviously, when you deal with injuries, there's a physical element to it, but mentally, it takes a toll on you. And I think as a team, many of us have had to deal with that this season, and I think, you know, guys have done the best they can in handling it.
Is there a team that doesn't lose very often? When you guys do lose, it's kind of a stinging thing. Is there kind of a trick to kind of getting out of that and getting back on the right track?
I think you just have to revert to the fundamentals and going back to the things you do from day one in OTAs. And I think, you know, that's what's always allowed us to be good as a football team. You know, we're not necessarily the most talented team physically on paper, but I think we try to do the little things that give us a chance to have success. We try to play together. We try to play for each other. And, you know, we're going to need to do a lot of that this week.
You're one of those guys that when we talk about speed, that's in your forte. When you look at this Pittsburgh team, how fast are they, and how do you combat speed?
There's a lot of it, not only at the skill positions. I think at the mid-skill and even their big guys defensively do a great job in pursuit and hustling. I think that's the way they've built their team, obviously. So I think for us, again, it goes back to us being on top of our job, being good with our fundamentals. You know, you can't put yourself behind in the down and expect to be able to catch up because these guys are running off the field. So,
you haven't seen, I mean, obviously, just your thoughts maybe on whether maybe you can shed some kind of insight into Nate and how he's handling things right now and just maybe speak to what his loss means to the team.
Well, yeah, I don't want to speak for Nate, but obviously when you lose a player of that caliber and all that he does for us, it's been a transitional period, certainly. And, you know, it breaks your heart to see a guy have to deal with that sort of injury. But knowing Nate, I know he's doing everything he can already to get himself back to health, and no doubt in my mind that he'll do that.
Matt, there are guys who, for whatever reason, they're injured, they're on the shelf for an extended period of time, and they see the game from a different perspective, whether it's watching some more film or, you know, maybe in your case, being on the sidelines. Are there things that you're picking up that maybe you didn't necessarily see about your game or didn't understand about your game?
I think every opportunity is an opportunity to learn. I wish I didn't have to learn the way I have this year, but, you know, like I said, it's just kind of been the way it's gone. So I think, yes, you do try to step back and analyze yourself and your teammates a little bit differently when you're not out there on the football field. And I think I've picked some things up, certainly. But I'm certainly tired of learning from the sidelines.
Your thoughts just kind of where the team's at right now? I think it would have been probably 5 or 6 weeks ago last time we talked to you and kind of gave us some insight there. There's 3 weeks to go.
Well, we've put ourselves in good position to be competitive here down the stretch. But I think from here on in, it's going to be about our preparation and execution. And, you know, nothing's guaranteed this time of year. The margin for error grows smaller and smaller every week. So hopefully we can continue to improve week by week and go out and put our best foot forward on game day. And I think that's what everybody's hoping to achieve here. That's what we're working for is being able to be at our best on game day.
The Steelers have played in 8 games this year. They've been decided by a touchdown or less. I think Patriots at 6. I mean, I know it's kind of what you expect in this league, but are there benefits to being in tight games versus just...
Well, I think when you get in those tight games, you don't tighten up, hopefully. You understand that you got to be competitive for 60 minutes, maybe even more than that in some cases. So I think it speaks a lot to Pittsburgh, their mental toughness, being in those games and being able to pull out a lot of them, the way they're coached, the way they're prepared. But in this league, this time of year, those are the type of games that you have to play in and hopefully win. So, you know, I would expect to see a lot more of those the rest of the season.
Matthew, Ryan Trezier had the serious injury. And I know guys don't like to always feel for the guy. Players generally don't like to talk about things like that. But does it give you pause when you see something?
Certainly. You know, and I'd like to say that we're all praying for Ryan. You know, no one likes to see that. As competitors, as competitive as we are, we don't want to see anyone get hurt on the football field, especially an injury like that. So we're definitely praying for him. But it is a reminder of, you know, the violent nature of the game that we play and some of the things that can happen out there on the football field. And you know, you can only pray that every time you take that field that you can, that you're able to walk off of it. And, you know, like I said, we're just praying for Ryan, hoping that he's able to experience a full recovery. I know that that's been tough for their football team. I can only imagine what they're having to go through, but, you know, it's a tough situation.